you got to be willing to walk out of Egypt, my friend. You can't keep looking back for the leeks and the onions and garlic of the promises of Pharaoh and government that want to seduce you and keep you under their thumb so that you will just continue to vote for them and they can continue to keep you in slavery. It's going to take require a willingness to risk power, perks, and position for the healing of the black family and for the hope of eternity. With the God we claim to serve, it's time for black America to come out of Egypt. And if they have any hope of entering the promised land, either biblically or figuratively, it's time and time to do it now. Repent, my friends, both black and white, for the kingdom of God and heaven is at hand. And the future of the nation is at stake. As I've already said, what happens in black America in one generation happens in all America in the next generation. What then does America's future look like? Black author Joan Williams calls it descent into destruction. The handwriting is on the wall. Except, of course, for a cry for God's mercy and our humble repentance. Harriet Beecher Stowe, remember her Uncle Tom's Cabin? She said, a day of grace is yet held out to us. All have been guilty before God, and the Christian church has a heavy account to answer, not by combining together to protect injustice or to make common capital of sin are we to be saved, but by repentance, justice, and mercy. Thanks for joining us. The time is now. Restore the fear of the Lord. Get a copy of that book. Your gift of $20 or more to Save America Ministries will put the secret of the Lord in your hands. It's the only hope for America and the black community. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
Yeah. So I think the core issue here is the ability to keep those channels open, although there's a backflush developing in Europe on the whole thing. They're a little tired of that, too, because Europe's a little further down the road, and they're seeing some of the effects of this already. But
well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And we are being manipulated into a war with Iran. It's only a matter of time now. I'm not saying it's a matter of weeks or months or years. I don't know. But I do know that certainly when the people who control the media in America and largely control what the American people think are all focusing their attention on the importance of going to war with Iran. And remember, of course, we have six major corporations that control 90 to 95% of the media outlets. Fortunately, we have programs, stations like this, where we can get the truth out. And this program is now going out on 12 stations, 13 stations the first hour. And we have to buy the time, but we think it's well worthwhile doing it. With your help and support, we will. And our afternoon programs are the same, and our weekend programs go to 35 stations. And we're well up over 72 stations right now, I think, will carry our program, some part of it. They're stations or shortwave or certainly internet sites or satellite sites. Or even telephone. If you have a telephone with unlimited minutes, you can listen to us 24 hours a day. My afternoon program by simply dialing 760-LOWSS11. That's 760-LOWSS11. But basically, we are getting the message out. But there's so few voices out there saying this is madness to think of going to war with Iran. Certainly, Iran is not building a bomb. Iran might be interested in building a bomb or knowing how to build a bomb, but Iran is not building a bomb today. And certainly, if you can read the article in today's issue of the Wall Street Journal, that of course is actually January the 18th, the article by Mark Halperin, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a senior fellow at the Claremont Institute, which is a think tank for the Council on Foreign Relations. And the Council on Foreign Relations represents the elite group that controls our society. We have six major corporations, AOL, Time Warner. We have, they've split up, but they work together. Bertelsmann, Viacom, ABC, GE, Comcast, and which recently sold NBC to Comcast, and then Fox, and Murdoch, Rupert Murdoch. And basically, they are all working in the same direction. Some pretend to be conservative, some pretend to be liberal, but they are part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, intent upon taking us into another war at this time. And if you wanted to destroy Israel, there's no better way to do it. Iran is not going to attack Israel, no matter what Ahmadinejad, who I believe is a plant over there, is saying, and he says some ridiculous things. And he does that to incite people to sort of to justify this, just exactly as Fidel Castro is playing a part, exactly as Yasser Arafat played a part. Who put Fidel Castro in power, this wicked communist? He was put in power by the American CIA in 1959. If you doubt that, you need to see my interview with Ambassador Earl Smith, American ambassador to Cuba in 1959. He'll tell you they knew Fidel Castro was a communist, and they brought him to power. Arafat, why we put Arafat in power, kept him there, gave him hundreds of millions of dollars. Who created Hamas and put it in power? The CIA and the Mossad. But don't take my word for it. If you have a computer, go up in the computer and look up a CIA Mossad created Hamas. And of course, we'll talk a little bit more about all of this in just a moment. We'll be right back here at Radio Liberty. But ladies and gentlemen, you've got to learn how to think and challenge what's going on. It's open lines. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you think. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's the Open Line Wednesday. I always look forward to it, but we did an open line this afternoon. I feel we have to do an open line this evening. We have to talk.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Do not believe in the Mayan catalog. I don't necessarily believe in Nostradamus. I don't believe in the Jewish sages, but there is so much evidence. And if you haven't read Tom Horn's Apollyon Rising, let me suggest you get it and read it. I wrote the foreword to it and didn't do that good a job. I mean, at the time I read it and hadn't contemplated so much, but basically, of course, Nostradamus had talked about this time, the ancient Mayan catalog had talked about this time, ancient Jewish writers had talked about this time. We know from Constance Cumby that the New Age writers who are writing are telling us that in the next year or two, dramatic changes are going to change the world forever. We do know that this is our friend John Williams, who writes on shadowstats.com, has said that by 2014 and probably much sooner, by the end of 2014 and much sooner, why we will have hyperinflation here in the United States that will destroy, for all intents and purposes, the value of our currency. And certainly there are so many things that point to the fact that Lindsay Williams, of course, conversations with Ken Fromm. And it was several years ago, I called Lindsay and I asked him to ask Mr. Fromm if we were going to have a war with Iran at that time. And this was 2.5 to 3 years ago. And Ken Fromm, who is very close to the people who rule the world, had laughed and said, Lindsay, we're not going to have a war with Iran. Not now. A couple of years from now, yes, but not now. There's not going to be a war with Iran. And 2.5, 3 years ago, everybody thought it was coming. But Mr. Fromm said, no, it's coming at 2.5 to 3 years from now. And of course, that, of course, would be the end of this year. But basically, I think everything is on a timetable. I believe there is an elite group that runs the world. I believe, of course, it interlocks with the New Age movement that Constance Cumby writes about. And they are all talking about, I mean, in the coming months, coming year or so, that this whole house of cards is coming down. Now, if you want to destroy Israel, what you would do would be to provoke a war over the Middle East. Iran is not going to attack Israel, no matter what Ahmadinejad has said. Iran is not going to attack Israel because she knows, of course, it'd be massive retaliation. And the people over there may be squirrely, they may be foolish, but they're not insane. And they know very well that if Iran was to attack Israel, why, her whole nation would be vaporized in a very short period of time. We have in the Persian Gulf at the present time, three carrier groups. And each one of those carrier groups is made up of 12 to 15 vessels. And basically, one of them could simply vaporize Iran that killed the 70 million people there. We have three of them. Not only that, we have one more over the Mediterranean. But nobody, whatever you think about the mullahs, why they're not going to simply risk the annihilation of their country to attack Israel, unless, of course, they themselves come under attack. And at that point, I think that they would attack Israel. And suddenly, there are between 50 and 100,000 missiles that could be aimed at Israel, and that would completely destroy that little nation. But if you want to destroy Israel, advocate a going to war. If you want to protect Israel, try to negotiate something and suddenly keep the pressure on Iran. Now, we're already at war with Iran, no matter what anybody tells you. When you actually hire terrorists to destabilize a country, you're at war with them. When you put sanctions on them so they can't sell their products, so they can't buy their products. So basically, destroy their monetary system. Right now, the inflation rate in Iran is 20% because of America's attack on Iran's central bank and effort to cut off their ability to borrow money and to exchange their currencies. We are at war with Iran. Nobody wants to say it. When you simply are hiring terrorists to go over there and to kill nuclear scientists and to kill their people, why, of course, we're at war. When you destroy one of their nuclear facilities, as we have within the last 3 weeks, we're at war with Iran. When you're sending your planes to overfly their airspace, as we have with our drones, of course, one of them was brought down, we're at war with Iran. And nobody wants to say it. Well, let me simply tell you and read the conclusion of Mark Halperin's article. Now, remember, Mr. Halperin is a member of the elite that rules our nation, a member of the Brotherhood of Darkness. And when you read his article, he will tell you that Iran is not trying to build a nuclear weapon, but they're interested in having a nuclear weapon. Well, I'm sure that Austria would like to have a nuclear weapon because she would like to have a nuclear weapon. Should we attack Austria? I'm sure that Italy would like to have a nuclear weapon. Because Italy would like to have a nuclear weapon, should we attack Italy? The rationale is amazing. But, of course, Mr. Halperin makes it very clear, Iran is not building a nuclear weapon today. And, of course, you can go up on the Internet, find that the defense, chief of defense, Department of Defense in Israel, a fellow named Rock, has said Iran is not building a nuclear weapon. Recently on Face the Nation, Leon Panetta said, Iran is not building a nuclear weapon. Certainly the chief head of the Mossad currently has said Iran is not building a nuclear weapon. The former chief of the Mossad has said Iran is not building a nuclear weapon. So what's the response of our leaders? Well, we've got to attack Iran. And so let me read you what certainly is the conclusion of the editorial page article of today in the Wall Street Journal says. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, I want to hear from you. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And here is the conclusion. Any president of the United States fit for that office should someday soon say to the American people that, in his judgment, Iran, because of its longstanding and implacable push for nuclear weapons, its express hostility to the United States, Israel, and the West, and its record of barbarity and terror, must be deprived of the capacity to wound this country and its allies, such as they have left, never been wounded before. Relying solely upon his oath, the president holding in abeyance any consideration of politics or a transient opinion, and eager to defend his decisions in exquisite detail, he should order the armed forces of the United States to attack and destroy the Iranian nuclear weapon complex. And when they've completed and our pilots are in the air on their way home, they will have protected our children in their beds, and our children's children may years from now in theirs. May this country always have clear enough sight and strong enough will to stand for itself in the face of a mortal threat and in time. In other words, we better do it, we better attack, and we better attack quickly. Ladies and gentlemen, if we attack Iran, they will respond, they will attack Israel, they will block the Straits of Hormuz, and they will, they have submarines that can actually sink our aircraft carriers. If we attack Iran, of course, the oil is shut off to Europe. Why, of course, the economy there will collapse because our banks have written derivative contracts or insurance contracts on the bonds that have been issued both by the banks and by the governments of Europe. Our banks will go down because, of course, we're talking about trillions of dollars that our banks do not have to actually pay off the insurance policies they've written. The whole of the world would go down suddenly economically. There would be a worldwide economic collapse because we attacked Iran because the people, the invisible government, is operating on a timetable, and this is the time to bring about a world cataclysmic event. Now, you have to understand, nothing as it appears to be. Most people believe that Fidel Castro is the enemy of our country. He's a wicked communist. And yet, if you see my DVD, The World Revolution, you will understand that, boy, Fidel Castro was a known communist. We brought him to power. We knew he was a communist. The State Department knew he was a communist. The CIA knew he was a communist. Many people believe he's a long-standing communist agent. Well, David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit Fidel Castro on a regular basis, and Fidel comes up to visit David Rockefeller. What's wrong with that picture? Arafat, everybody knows what a wicked man Arafat was, but we installed him. We gave him hundreds of millions of dollars as he ranted and raved against Israel. Suddenly, go into the background of the creation of Hamas. Why, of course, it was funded by the CIA and the Mossad. But check all of these things out on the Internet. Don't take anything I say, and I believe Ahmadinejad. I believe that the The words that Sydney is in some way a puppet of the West, just exactly as the mullahs were installed by the CIA in 1979. I believe this whole thing is laid out. There's going to be some terrible and horrible things happening, and you better be prepared for it and understand behind everything powerful spiritual forces. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. It's Open Line Wednesdays. We want to hear what you have to say, and give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this afternoon, certainly when we were doing our program, somebody called in and said that Ahmadinejad, President Ahmadinejad of Iran, had gone.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Going back, of course, to 1949, the American State Department turned Eastern Europe and China over to the communists. How did we turn China over to the communists? Why, the American State Department put an arms embargo on General Chiang Kai-shek so he couldn't buy weapons anywhere in the world. They put an embargo so he couldn't buy the weapons that he had actually bought and purchased around Okinawa and other Pacific islands. And we then, of course, made sure that the communists had all the weapons they needed and the nationalist Chinese had no weapons. When Congress actually appropriated $125 million, which would be equivalent probably to $10 to $15 billion today, but Congress appropriated the money for weapons for the nationalist Chinese. The State Department refused to send them, loaded the ships, but kept them in port in New York and San Francisco for a year and a half. And when they were finally forced to allow the weapons to go to China, and they arrived and they broke open the cases of rifles so that they'd be weapons for the nationalist Chinese, why the rifles didn't have any bolts in them and were useless. We turned China over to the communists primarily by preventing the nationalist Chinese from having weapons to defend themselves. We did the same thing. 10 years later in Cuba, as far as Batista, we installed Fidel Castro in Cuba. And of course, we did the same thing 20 years later with Nicaragua. We put an arms embargo on the Nicaraguan, on Somoza, so they couldn't buy weapons anywhere in the world. We did the same thing in Rhodesia when we wanted to turn that country over to the communists. We did the same thing in South Africa, put the arms embargo, and now we're putting embargoes on Iran. That's how you topple countries. And of course, we have an embargo on Iran. They can't buy weapons. They can't exchange their currency. They are not allowed to sell their oil. Of course, they are getting some of it out. But, Sydney, basically we're doing everything we can to disrupt the government of Iran. They're getting, of course, rampant inflation over there, increasing unrest. We're going to topple that government, but I don't think we really mean to topple the government. I think we want a war. And that's what it's really all about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And just exactly as we installed the communist government in China in 1949, and we installed Fidel Castro in power in Cuba in 1959, so I believe, of course, we're in the process of, we're going to do everything we can to install a radical terrorist government in Iran over there, and we're certainly going to topple that government. But first of all, we're going to have a war. This is my concern. There are going to be terrible, terrible consequences when this war takes place. Do not think for 1 minute this is happening by accident, and don't think that the mullahs came to power in Iran by accident. They were installed by the Central Intelligence Agency in 1979. Remember, we installed the communists in China in 49. We installed Fidel Castro in Cuba in 1959. We installed the Sandinista in Nicaragua in 69. We installed, Saddam Hussein in power in Iraq in 1979, and we're in the process of toppling the government over there in Iran today. But in 1979, we installed the mullahs. We installed this radical Islamic set that controls Iran today. We brought them to power. The Ayatollah Khomeini was actually in Paris, and the CIA flew him from Paris to be installed in Iran in 1979. Everybody's forgotten that. But if you don't understand history, you can't understand anything going on, long-range planning for the war that's going on today. Why? Because behind this small little clique that controls our government, this subversive element, not government, there's a subversive group that controls what's going on. They're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government. Why do you think we have troops in 130 nations? Why do you think we have 800 to 900 bases around the world? Give us a call. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I know that there are some of you out there who are suffering from a debilitating disease. Many of you may feel that there's nothing else that can be done regarding your cancer. I want to suggest that you investigate the Invita Clinic. The only clinic of its kind, Invita offers an extensive array of advanced natural treatments under one roof. They treat a wide variety of conditions, particularly cancer and heart disease. The diversity of their doctors' education and training ensures that no stone is left unturned when it comes to patient care. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Better yet, investigate their website at www.invita.com. That's E-N-V-I-T-A.com. 866-830-4576, Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Toss. And he's saying, look, it's in the, this relationship between Fidel Castro and David Rockefeller and David Rockefeller's daughters. If really this is all phony, why is there still an embargo on Cuba? And the answer is very simple. It's all a matter of perception. How do you convince the American people that communism is the enemy? Oh, we've got to have a powerful government to protect us from the wicked communists. Basically, we financed communism since its inception in 1918 and 1919. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, we give you some of the background of that. There's much more in Professor Sutton's book, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. There's much more in my interview with Professor Sutton, The Best Enemy Money Could Buy, in his book, The Best Enemy Money Could Buy, in my little pamphlet entitled The Communist-Capitalist Alliance, in Harold Pease's book, and you pulled it down off the internet. It's called also the Communist Capitalist Alliance, the speeches by Solzhenitsyn. It's all a facade, but you got to convince the American people communism is the enemy, and that way you can rally the people behind our leaders who are going to protect us from the wicked enemy, the wicked communists in Russia, the wicked communists in China, the wicked communists there in Cuba named Fidel Castro, who was installed by our State Department, who was kept in power. I mean, the Bay of Pigs invasion was as phony as a $3 bill. They sent those boys in, the Cubans who wanted to retake the country, they sent them in to be slaughtered. I personally talked to the man who was in charge of the war room at that time. He was a major. And he told me that there was only one place that they could have sent Cubans in where they'd be sure to lose, and that was the Bay of Pigs, because it was a narrow beach, and there was no way off the beach except up one road right past the camp where there were 5,000 communist troops there stationed. And we sent them there. We did not give them the air cover we promised. We didn't give them the supplies we promised. We did not try to rescue them. We left them there to die. But you see, the American people had to just think, oh, shucks, our leaders made a mistake. No, they didn't make a mistake. They knew exactly what they were doing, but they wanted to give us the impression that, that we tried, but there was nothing we could do. It's like after the Iran hostage crisis, we sent the helicopter rescue group in over there to Iran to try to rescue the hostages. I personally interviewed William H. Sullivan, the former American ambassador to Tehran, and he told me, he said, that was my embassy. I knew what was going on there. And when I heard about the rescue attempt, well, I didn't want to believe it was phony, but there was no way it could have succeeded. There was no way they could have landed their helicopters there. I would hate to think it was phony, but I do not understand why they would have tried, because there was no way this plan would have worked. It was all simply a matter of perception. It was the same thing. But see, if Fidel Castro is really the enemy, why, when little Elian Gonzalez and his mother and a number of other people died trying to escape Cuba, and Elian then, of course, was living with his grandparents in Florida, why did Bill Clinton send a heavily armed 50-man SWAT team down to kidnap little Elian and send him back to Cuba to build up Fidel Castro's prestige throughout the world, if Fidel Castro was really the enemy? And, of course, Fidel Castro isn't the enemy. Well, why did we try to assassinate him so many times? We never tried to assassinate him. They wanted to give him an explosive cigar. They wanted to put powder in his shoes so his beard would fall out. It's all phony. It's all a matter of perception. But the real reality, and if you read David Rockefeller's memoirs, you find that David Rockefeller's daughters go down on a regular basis to meet with Fidel because they love him so much. And Fidel comes up to meet with David Rockefeller. He's also come up to talk before the Council on Foreign Relations. You'll never read that in your publications, but I've been back on several occasions to the headquarters of the CFR at 5086 68th Street in New York City, spent weeks there going through their files, and Fidel and other communist dictators have frequently come to the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations to address the elite who control our military, our banks, our corporations, both political parties, our educational system, our foundations, and our media. These are the people in control. These are the bosses. They basically look at that sorry group of people who are running for the Republican presidency right now, because Romney is not a member of the CFR, but he gets most of his money from Goldman Sachs, which is a CFR bank. Certainly Newt Gingrich comes from the Council on Foreign Relations, so many of the people who are running for political office are or have been members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Why don't they ever talk about Newt Gingrich being a member of the Council on Foreign Relations? And of course, but they're the ones who provide the money, provide the direction, surround the candidates and tell them what to do. And the only person back there who's independent is certainly Ron Paul, and that's why, of course, of course, he almost is never mentioned. And when they show pictures of the people up there on television and tell them what they're doing, why, of course, they just don't show pictures of Ron Paul. And Michelle Bachmann won a poll in one of the states. They commented, Michelle Bachmann wins a poll, and number three was, but they never mentioned number two. Why? Because it was Ron Paul. The last thing they want is for the American people to realize that Ron Paul's message is one of freedom and liberty. But what is really so encouraging to me is more and more people are talking about the Constitution. More and more people are aware something's seriously wrong. Listen to what Ron Paul says. He says the last thing we want to do is get into a war over there in the Middle East and kill a lot more people and spend a lot more money. And what will we gain for it? They lied when they got us into the war with Iraq, and they're lying about the coming war with Iran. Anything else, Ed?
I just want to compliment those companies that went off Google and clarifying that for me.
Well, those people who were concerned about the effort, of course, to censor the Internet. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open line Wednesday, and when it's open lines, you're supposed to call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. How do you feel about the necessity of going to war with Iran? Now, Ahmadinejad has made some inflammatory statements. I think he's as phony as Fidel Castro is. I think he's as phony as the head of the Palestinian was the little guy with the red handkerchief, Arafat. He was on our payroll. I think that we have people on the payroll in the opposition all throughout the Arab world. I mean, where do you think money came from to bribe the Egyptian military so they did not put down the rioters? Why, we know where it came from. It came from the Bank of England. How do we know that the Bank of England was providing money to the terrorists there in North Africa? Why? Because Lord James, and we actually have the minutes of the of Parliament, as well as an article that appeared in a couple of newspapers, where basically Lord James, a peer, a member of the House of Lords, was speaking before Parliament on the 1st of November, I guess it was, the 1st of November of 2010, and it was late at night. I think he was getting a little tired at about 10 o'clock, and somebody challenged him, and he said, "Well, you don't know how important I am. I want you to know I've funneled billions of pounds to terrorist organizations in Ireland and in North Africa, and certainly don't criticize me and don't call the police because I've admit to funneling money to the terrorist organizations because I'm working under the direction of the Bank of England." Now, the Belfast Telegraph picked up the story. We have the minutes from Parliament, and every other newspaper in England simply suppressed the story. Certainly, remember, the Belfast Telegraph over in Belfast is not in England, but you can't let the British people know that the Bank of England is funding the Irish terrorists, Irish Republican Army terrorists, is killing British citizens. But you have to have an enemy, so they finance the enemy, and they finance the Irish Republican Army. And then, of course, the people rally behind the government to protect them from the IRA. And then they finance the Muslim terrorists, and the people rally behind the government to protect them from those wicked Muslim terrorists. When are people going to wake up and realize it's all illusion or delusion? Because, you see, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I'm firmly convinced that Ahmadinejad, like Arafat, like Fidel Castro, like so many of the others, are simply caricatures who are created, certainly, with the help of the people who create our reality. And, of course, by ranting and raving over there, Ahmadinejad justifies an attack on Iran. And so the Ahmadinejad, if we've been told the truth, has talked about wiping Israel off the face of the earth. Now, he didn't say anything about a nuclear bomb. He didn't say anything at all about... but he did talk about wiping Israel off the face of the earth. Why would he say something like that? Why? Because, of course, they're trying to create a situation to justify an attack on his own country. Why would anybody in their right mind want to do that? Well, go back to the First World War. When the British, pardon me, the German Secretary of State, he wrote an article, supposedly a letter to the German ambassador to Mexico, and supposedly said, if we have a war and it looks like America is going to come into the First World War, we want you to go ahead and get the Mexicans to attack the United States. Supposedly this communication was intercepted by the British, and when they asked the German Secretary of State, or Secretary of Defense, I'm not sure which one he was, but his name was Zimmerman, when they asked him if he'd written the letter, he said, sure, I wrote the letter. He knew that was going to bring Americans to war. He knew it was going to prolong the war. He knew millions of people were going to die if he admitted he'd written the letter. But he said, sure, I wrote the letter. And just exactly the same way as Ahmadinejad is saying, oh, we're going to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. And the great Satan, we're going to wipe the great Satan off the face of the earth. Why would he make a statement like that? To inflame this whole situation and to justify the coming war. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. How do you feel? Do you think we ought to go to war over there with Iran? And people say, well, what happens if they get the bomb? Well, they're not even trying to build a bomb, ladies and gentlemen. Read what these people say. There's a wonderful article that's in the January-February 2012 issue of Foreign Affairs magazine. Remember, of course, all of these world organizations interlock. Our publication, put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, is Foreign Affairs. The counterpart in England is the Royal Institute for International Affairs. They basically publish international affairs. The counterpart in Moscow and the Communist Party in America is political affairs. Do you think that's all a coincidence? They sit back and laugh at how stupid we are not to see how it all interlocks together. How Gorbachev, of course, the ruler of Russia, I mean, basically, when he left Russia, where did he go? He went to the Pentagon. Why would the United States government give space at the Pentagon, I should say at the Presidio in San Francisco? Why would the American government give space at the Presidio to the former dictator of Russia, the man who was responsible for killing all sorts of little children in Afghanistan during the Afghan War? They were, of course, making toys with explosives in them to blow off the hands and feet and to blind little children, and that was all under Gorbachev. So why would we give him offices at the Presidio in San Francisco? Because he's deeply involved in the occult. And when he put on a meeting, who attended the meeting that Gorbachev put on here in the United States? George Herbert Walker Bush, George Shultz. You go right down the list of all the people of the Council on Foreign Relations. They were all at the Millennium Conference put on by Gorbachev. A ruthless killer. But you see, Gorbachev's deeply involved in the occult. And we carry a book called Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People by Wayne Peterson, who was recruited into the occult by a man named, according to him, named David Rockefeller. We carry the book. You can read what he has to say. He's living over, it's the last thing we heard, over in Nevada, waiting for the return of Maitreya, Lord Maitreya. We got Tim from Illinois. Hi, Tim. Got a quick question and comment. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Go ahead, Tim.
Oh, yes, Dr. Stan. Medical doctor David G. Williams, he had an article on the high blood pressure hoax. at the turn of the century, there was widespread and growing problem with goiters. Well, you never hear about goiters anymore, which is basically an enlargement of the thyroid gland due to a lack of iodine. By spiking table salt, obviously with iodine, the goiter problem is pretty much eliminated. But with the new push to cut back on salt, some doctors already reporting an upswing in the incidence of goiters.
Well, that is because they've taken the iodine out of a lot of our salt, and they've taken the iodine out of bread. Yes, these were very good public health measures, but because it was so effective, they've started removing the iodine. So most of the salt today does not have iodine. We no longer get it in bread, and certainly a significant part of our population is suddenly is hypothyroid, and we actually have a 4-tape set on that subject, and we have carry a product called Iodorol. I'm glad you brought it. It's important. Most people are not getting enough iodine, they're not getting enough magnesium, they're not getting enough of the important ingredients, and this is not happening by accident, it's happening by intent. They're poisoning our food, aspartame, MSG, bisphenol, toxic chemicals, certainly, they're putting in there, the heavy metals, the light metals, the aluminum, the fluoride, the lead, the mercury. They know what they're doing, Tim. They just don't want the American people to know, but you see, they really believe there are too many people in the world, and they're already in the process of killing them off. This is not imaginary, it's real. And we'll be back in a moment here to wrap up tonight's program here at Radio Liberty. Tim, you go right ahead.
Well, just, Dr. Stan, like you say, it's genocide what's going on.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends, use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that, thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
with the Muslim world, because once we go to war with Iran, this is going to spread to many of the countries over there. And this is not happening by accident. It's happening by intent. You need to get my talk on Iraq, the untold story, because it gives the history of all of the wars starting in 1898, right up, of course, to our attack on Iraq. And you need to understand all of these wars were contrived. All of these wars were contrived. You need to get my talk, Iraq, the untold story, and on my syllabus, Iraq, the untold story. The information is there. You need to have it. You need to copy it. You have my permission. Anything we have made to copy it and distribute it, so long as you're not making a profit on it. And then, of course, we hope you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you want to know about Cuba, you need to get my talk on the World Revolution, and the book that goes with that. It's called Memoirs, written by David Rockefeller. You want to understand the Trilateral Commission? We carry used copies of Barry Goldwater's book with no apologies, where he tells you that the purpose of David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission is to seize control of the financial and commercial interests of the world by first gaining control of the political government of the United States. That's on page 280. You need to get that book. You need to read from page 275 to the end of the chapter, and you will know everything you need to know about what's going on today. That's with no apologies by Senator Barry Goldwater. My talk on the World Revolution, the book that goes with it, Memoirs by David Rockefeller. You need, of course, to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it and reread it. And read it through a third time, and really that should be, of course, with Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies. Then, of course, we hope you'll get our talk. It's an interview with Professor Sutton, and the book, by me, the talk is entitled The Best Enemies Money Can Buy. There's a book by the same title written by Dr. Sutton. You need to get his book on Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. You need to get the trilogy of books that John Loftus has written, available from Radio Liberty. It goes into the background of how we financed Adolf Hitler all during the Second World War. We financed Adolf Hitler and the Nazis all during the Second World War. The book, of course, entitled Trading with the Enemy by Charles Higham. We have the book of The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan by our good friend Dr. Dennis Cuddy, in a very important book. And it's small, very much to the point, but you'll find out we had our agents working at the highest echelon of the Nazi movement. People like Alan Dulles working very closely with a man called Heinrich Himmler. You need to find out how we helped all the Nazis escape to South America. There were probably 50,000 that got out the rat line. 50,000. I used to think it was only 10,000, but you need to get our four tape set on Operation Paperclip. Operation Paperclip tells how we brought the Nazis to North America to develop terrible new diseases, which of course plague America today. Psychological programs, which of course are being used on the American people today. And if you haven't seen the DVD, Operation Monarch, you need to get it. And then, of course, we hope that you'll go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. We hope that you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help support our network of radio programs across America. You'll tell other people about what we're doing. Explain to them that Fidel Castro was a caricature, as was Arafat, as is Ahmadinejad. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our ministers and our politicians. We ask you to pray for Alex Jones and for Joyce Riley. But then, of course, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And we'll be back in a moment with another exciting program.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful. Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I would need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, hopefully, of course, we're going to have Arthur Burnclough with us in just a moment or two. And basically, we'll be talking to Arthur. Arthur has simply been a champion of the rights of the veterans, for many, many years. And basically, you have to understand that the power elite uses our young idealistic people who go off to fight in other countries. They go over there thinking they're defending America. They don't understand they're being used as tissue paper, as toilet paper. They're sent in to fight and bleed and suffer and die, usually in wars that were never allowed to win. And basically, of course, you need, of course, to get the essay written by Major General Smedley Butler. You can find it on my website. It's called Wars of Iraq. Just go to your computer and search engine and type in Radio Liberty, War is a Racket, or Major General Smedley Butler, and read what General Butler said. He was certainly one of the most decorated Marine generals of all time. I think he ended up as a Major General. He had 2 Congressional Medals of Honor, and he had fought in all these wars, and suddenly he began to realize it was all totally phony and depraved. And basically, of course, this is what's going on today. We send our boys overseas to fight, and then when they come home, oh, we love our boys, you know. And then, of course, they have injuries, and they try to get some compensation or medical care, and everything is done to block them from getting adequate medical care. And, well, we've got a judicial system, though, and, of course, they can go ahead and they can appeal, and, of course, they can get the compensation. No, ladies and gentlemen, the whole system is set up not to facilitate our boys coming back from Iraq and certainly from Afghanistan getting medical care, or the people from the Vietnam War or Korean War. Everything is set up, the whole system is designed to keep them from getting medical care. And they, up until recently, they could not get to appeal to a court until they'd gone through the long and lengthy judicial process that the Veterans Administration has set up, not to facilitate getting fair treatment for our veterans, but to block them from getting treatment, which could go on for decades at a time. And then after it looked like they were just about ready to get their benefits, then they'd lose the paperwork and they'd have to start in all over again. Arthur Burnclough, thanks very much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, it's a pleasure to work with you again.
Why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about how the Veterans Administration is really designed not to provide health care and benefits for our veterans, but to block them from getting it.
Oh, I've got a whole thing prepared on this.
Okay, go ahead.
Especially for this group. We'll talk first about the United States Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Now, this is a total fraud by our Congress, and it's perpetrated not only upon disabled veterans, but upon our entire nation's taxpayers. Now, since our Congress deviously passed the Veterans Benefits Improvement Act of 1940, we go all the way back to then, encompassing many of the outrageous statutes of the Economic Emergency Act of 1933, which had been previously declared unconstitutional by our United States Supreme Court 5 or 6 years before. American veterans have been deprived of both the protection of the United States Constitution and the God-given right to have their grievances or claims heard in a fair and equitable
forum. Hold that thought. Go right ahead, Arthur. So basically you're just saying that, this whole thing was set up. They talk in glowing terms in the legislation about fair and equitable, but it was really just simply a vehicle by which they could deprive the veterans of an opportunity to get what they were entitled to. Would that be a fair statement?
You bet it would, and they've been denied have their claims heard in a fair and equitable legal forum, a real Article III federal court, closest to the veterans' home. Now, that's the right way to do things, and that's the way it should have been done from the beginning. But for many years, veterans have been victimized by an illegal quota of 4% on service-connected disability compensation claims, and by some of the most implausible decisions imaginable. Now, you may ask, how can this take place in America to the one class of people who have been more responsible for the preservation of the U.S. Constitution and are now being deprived of its protection? How can Congress and the VA get away with it? Now, the answer to this is quite simple, and it's a combination of several contributing factors. Number one, take away the protection of that same United States Constitution and replace it with United States Code Title 38, depriving veterans of the legal right to dispute a bad VA decision in a real equity court in front of a real judge or a real jury. United States Code Title 38, Section 511A. Now, the second one, too, at the same time, deprive that veteran of the right to retain his own attorney from the onset of his claim, and again, at the same time, force him over into using National Veteran Service Organization's representatives instead of real attorneys that are needed for a complex case. Now, United States Code Title 38, Section 5904, and that's leading to number three, a clear conflict of interest, considering that the National Veteran Service Organizations are raking in millions of dollars worth of VA freebies for each organization each and every year. United States Code Title 38, Section 5902A. And, of course, number four, the cooperation of tainted congressional and Senate veterans committees who are devoted to protecting the vested private interests and the hidden legal turf of those same National Veteran Service Organizations and the VA. In 1938...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Arthur Bernthal. And basically, this is something you're not going to know unless you have a loved one who's been caught in this trap. Basically, of course, the truth of the matter is Congress doesn't want to take care of the veterans. Now, they're not going to tell the public that. I mean, oh, we love our veterans. They're so courageous, and they fought for America. And, of course, it's all garbage. They hate the veterans. Why? Because they're always trying to get money, and the congressmen want that money so they can give it away to their favorite people or give it away to the staffs, incidentally. Why? Because the congressional staffs, so many of them got massive bonuses this last year. They didn't spend all their money, so they simply gave the money to the people who draw a regular salary, and at the end of the year, they get a big $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 bonus for working for the congressman, because they work so hard. Well, basically, of course, this is money that they could give to the veterans. It could be turned back and go to the veterans, but they don't want to. Everything is done to keep the veterans from getting care and disability and compensation for legitimate claims. And so they have a legal system, but you're not allowed to have a lawyer in the legal system, and you can't get before a legitimate judge or a jury. You have to go through their system and use the judges, defense attorneys provided by the veterans organizations. We're talking about Veterans of Foreign Wars, American Legion. All of these are on the payroll, and they're getting all sorts of fees from the Veterans Administration, not to represent the veterans, but to block them from getting effective legal representation when they try to get the cases to court. How long do many of these cases drag out? I mean, how many years can some of these cases go before the people can finally get to court? Now, basically, they have phony courts. They have kangaroo courts staged by the Veterans Administration under the supervision of the Veterans Administration organizations that are being paid by the Veterans Administration. So it sets up a vicious circle. They all have a vested interest of depriving the veterans of their, what they're entitled to. How long have some of these cases gone that you know of, Arthur?
20, 30, 40 years, and one case even went 61 years.
All right, you go right ahead with the story, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. These are men who sincerely thought that they were fighting for America. They didn't understand our government had been taken over by evil and wicked people who had a different agenda and who scoff at these veterans. They, Henry Kissinger said it best. You'll find the quotation in the book written by Woodward and Bernstein. I, correct me if I'm wrong there, Arthur. But
you know, you're right.
Henry Kissinger had made the statement that the military is made up of stupid, dumb animals to be used for political purposes. This is Henry Kissinger. The military are stupid, dumb animals. You'll find it in Woodward and Bernstein's book, certainly on Watergate. Go ahead.
Well, in 1938, a Seventh Circuit federal court, that's around the Illinois, Chicago, Illinois area, federal circuit court decision was made concerning a veteran, Stephen Marazan, I'll spell that, M-A-R-O-Z-S-A-N. The case was Marazan versus United States on bank. The case number is 852F period 2nd 1469, which frightened the VA, Congress, and the service organizations, and fearing the coming of real judicial review of the VA decision, caused them into creating what they called a veterans court. The inception of this court, November 18, 1988, called the Court of Veterans Appeals, or COVA for short, at COVA, was a slap in the face to every veteran who had ever served in the armed forces of the United States. And make no mistake about it, this court has one aim, and one aim only, to derail the oncoming freight train of judicial review. To this effect, it has served its promise well. Since 1988, out of over 17,000 cases with only a paltry 119 definite clear-cut veteran wins. Now, recently, COVA has had to change its name to the, well, recently, I'm saying about close to 20 years ago. They changed the name to the Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims, CAVC. There were too many U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims, and too many people calling it COVA, the Court of the VA. And in all essence, they are correct. It has been the butt of many jokes, but it's not funny to veterans or their families. There is nothing real about this fraud of a court. They've blatantly insulted American jurisprudence and built a monument to the arrogance of Congress by snookering, or pulling the wool over the eyes of the American people. Of all the shameful things what Congress has done to this country, this ranks as one of the worst. At one point, this court was even remanding, in other words, sending back 71% of all its cases, sending the cases back to Mother VA. The majority of them, with very few exceptions, were lost in the VA's and the cardboard court's tabulation records and never made it back to any court. One of the most ridiculous things about this court, and I put that court in quotation marks, is that it was created to be an appellate court, meaning, this is what it means, it's supposed to be an appeals court from a lower court. It is not. These cases have never gone through a lower court, only through the VA, which is a renegade administrative agency, which, regardless of what Congress claims, can never be construed as a court of any kind, turning this entire scenario into a fraud. At the time of the court's creation, several of the Senate's records pages had remarks by Senator Arlen Specter, Republican of Pennsylvania, who later became the chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, stating that if within 1 or 2 years this court has not effected satisfactory judicial review of VA cases, the issue was to be revisited by the Senate. Within far less than 2 years, it was obvious that judicial review would never happen with this court. Now, I had, on four separate occasions, I had written letters to Senator Specter regarding this subject. He never answered the first three letters. However, I did receive a reply to my fourth letter, and it was written, "Thank you for your comments on the economy. Considering the intent of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee and the House Veterans Affairs Committee, it was not an unexpected answer. A very short time afterwards, the Senate confirmed Donald Ivers, that's I-V-E-R-S, former chief counsel of the VA, he was the head lawyer, as a judge in COVA. Ivers, while with the VA, had testified to Congress that he considers veterans' benefits and entitlements as gratuities, in other words, gifts. This debate by the Senate was more of a coronation than a confirmation, and it was welcomed with open arms by the VA's cohorts and the service organization, and that was not unexpected either."
Well, now, Arthur, wasn't there some financial arrangement when you worked for the Veterans Administration, you dealt with these cases? If you could block the veterans from getting a settlement, you got some sort of a bonus. What was that all about?
Oh, yes. Each and every veterans regional office and each and every department of the VA has got a bonus system running. If you block the veterans from winning their case, you can pick yourself up some fast pocket money, a bonus. Now, the veterans organizations are working the same way. They're supposed to come in and represent the veterans in the so-called court. They don't. They block the veterans from winning, and they get a bonus, too. They get a bonus for blocking them from winning. Now, immediately, upon the creation of this court, which now is called the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims, the VA's general counsel clandestinely moved into the court's building in order to access the court. They're right on the floor below, which everybody in Washington seems to know. And if there is nothing illegal about that, there's certainly something unethical about it. The mail is delivered by special messenger from the VA central office to the court building. The court lawyers and the VA lawyers very often carpool together. They have lunch together, and they even tell veterans horror stories together. I mean, how cozy can you get? The only judicial review veterans will ever see in this cruel joke in the court is the very narrowest interpretation of it. A veteran stands two chances here, slim and none. Now, recently, the court rendered another one of their outrageous pro-VA decisions in the case of Morton versus West. Number of that case is 12 VET APP 477. United States Code Title 38 says that the VA has a duty to assist disabled veterans with their claims. Since the inception of this so-called court, it has been found, to nobody's surprise, that very rarely, if ever, does the VA assist anyone. This is an embarrassment to the court as well as to the VA, who I'm sure really couldn't care less. So, they rendered a decision in the Morton case that the VA cannot assist veterans with their claims unless it is proven to be a well-grounded claim. Now, who is to determine if the claim is really a well-grounded claim? Why, Mother VA, of course. Wouldn't you have guessed it? Now, the VA was incredibly quick to send out a fast letter to all veteran applicants to attempt to close out as many veterans as possible from their claims. The VA's court, of course, knowing the reluctance of Congress to pass any pro-veteran legislation relating to benefits, said that if Congress didn't like the new ruling, they could pass a bill to countermand it.
I think it's so important for people to understand that our congressmen pretend that they're just so in favor of the veterans. It's all a lie, ladies and gentlemen. They don't have the money, and they don't want to spend it.
Yeah, that's it. Now, you know, the effect of the latest fallacy.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
We're settled in favor of the veterans, all the rest in favor of the Veterans Administration, and of course the Veterans of Foreign Wars and the American Legion, and so many of the veterans organizations have sold out the veterans. They've been infiltrated, and basically then the veterans finds it literally impossible to get a fair hearing, and he can't get into a legitimate court of law. Now, my understanding, Arthur, is that basically they are going to pass legislation, or they have passed legislation.
Oh, it's passed already.
All right, fine. So as soon as we get back, why don't we just begin to touch on this new legislation, which I know you and a few of your friends were instrumental in getting through, which now is going to force the VA to allow the veterans to get into court where they can get a fair hearing. And that's the last thing that Congress and all these people who just love our veterans, that's the last thing they want, because they don't want to give them the compensation. They want to keep all that money for suddenly getting the congressman reelected and giving large bonuses to their friends, the people who work in their offices. But the horror upon horrors that the veterans should get what they're entitled to, and they should actually have their day in court. So what basically has happened?
Okay, let me go over this last few things here, and I'm going to get right into the new laws and how they work. Okay? Now, it causes veterans to abandon valid claims and other confusion, frustration, and despair. Failing in that objective, hold hearings and render implausible decisions, make a mockery of impartiality, due process, relevant statutes, code of federal regulations, case law, and the Constitution to include the Bill of Rights. Now, simply put, veterans cannot get a fair and impartial hearing until we pass these laws, which we just did, regarding their disability claims due to budgetary constraints imposed by the Office of Budget and Management. There at the bottom of this whole thing was the VA, the Office of Budget and Management, OMB. And because they've been stripped of their constitutional right to judicial review and meaningful legal representation or any reasonable semblance thereof. Now, you know, when Congress and a grateful nation enacted United States Code Title 38 to assist veterans in their return to civilian life, and to compensate them for service-related injuries and disabilities, they were so certain that veterans would be treated fairly that it denied them for all intents and purposes the right to an attorney and judicial review, even when VA decisions were arbitrary and capricious. And here's where the service organization and all their thievery came into the picture. Congress entrusted the major national service organizations, such as the ones that I have mentioned, with the fiduciary responsibility of safeguarding veterans' interests by representing and protecting the possible excesses by the VA. Now, the new law is called Senate Bill S-3421, and it merely says that if they go to the VA and they get put through years and years of frustration, because it is a known fact, the quota is 4%. Only 4% of all veterans who apply for a veteran's disability are ever going to get paid their full disability. 4% only. And we had the help of the only independent senator in the Senate, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, who is my daughter's senator of Vermont. And he helped push this through, and we had the help of a fellow by the name of Larry Craig of Idaho. And these were the two, Bernie Sanders mostly and Craig, who got this overwhelmingly voted in by the Senate. And everybody told me, you know, we're the ones that brought this up. And everyone says, you'll never get it through. They've been trying to get it through since 1940, since the Economic Emergency Act was declared illegal. And we did get it through, but they told us we had to give the VA 90 days by with the law. But even though we give them 90 days, they asked for a second 90 and even a third 90. So we went right back to Congress. We went right back in there, and we got an addendum passed. You don't even have to go to the VA to ask for your disability. Take the case into federal district court on criminal action, and also invoke the RICO laws, racketeering influence corruption organization.
Well, I hope that you could go after RICO for higher officials in the Veterans Administration, because these people are criminals. They have conspired to keep the veterans from getting compensation, and so many courageous young men's lives have been shattered because of the enemy of the VA.
Well, this is going on right now.
sea. Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. And beside her, and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with gold. Oh, bless America, my home.
This is Dr. Stan back here. I guess it's Arthur Bernclow. We're just talking about the abuse of American servicemen by the Veterans Administration, the way that they've been betrayed by the veterans organizations or by the court system, and where they're actively rewarding people working for the Veterans Administration for actually preventing the veterans from getting compensation. Well, apparently, Arthur and the group of people he's been working with have gotten legislation through to force the Veterans Administration to allow these people to get into a court. Well, they had a stipulation. They had 90 days to comply, and then, of course, they wanted another 90 days. Now, another 90 days, and so it's getting up towards a year. So Arthur and his supporters went back to the Senate, and what happened at this time? Went back to Congress, and what happens, and what is the status, and when are veterans going to get their day in court?
They're already getting it. In fact, we've won in the Brooklyn Federal Court. We've won 90% of all our cases over there, and we're somewhere between 40 and 60% in the other federal courts of the country. But in Brooklyn, we've won 90% of our cases, and I want to explain what this Section 5902 is. And it's a well-thought-out thing by the VA and their cohorts, and it shows you how they locked this thing up. And it's gone all these years since the Economic Emergency Act of 1933. It's gone all these years, and here's exactly what Section 5902A is, the most outrageous piece of legislation ever passed. And everyone around the Beltway knows it as the gravy train statute. It authorizes the secretary of the VA at his sole discretion, to provide the service organizations with rent-free office space in every VA facility, hospital or office, free heating and electricity, air conditioning, free postage, telephone and stationery, free computer equipment and furniture, and a tax-exempt status as a direct consequence thereof. The alleged watchdog service organizations, they were supposed to be the watchdogs of the VA, were turned into the VA's little lapdogs, silenced and held hostage, blackmailed into acquiescence, no matter what the circumstances, under a mountain of free services, aggregating millions of dollars for each organization. And among the free services, as I said before, was the prestige-enhancing office space provided in every VA installation, permitting the service organizations to readily obtain additional unsuspecting members and substantial contributions. In effect, assuring that the service organizations continued growth under the sponsorship of the VA. Accordingly, 5902A created a fundamental, unconscionable, irreconcilable conflict of interest between the service organizations and their clients, the veterans, which has never been disclosed to them. Under the circumstances, the service organizations couldn't adequately represent veterans even if they wanted to, since they were required at the risk of their jobs to lose gracefully by playing ball with the VA, or else their free services would be removed at the sole discretion of the Secretary of the VA under 5902A. Now, to complete the betrayal and to protect the service organization's hidden legal turf and vested private interests, our Congress enacted USC 38, Section 5904C, which precludes attorneys for veterans until many years of VA litigation have elapsed and the veterans' claims have been butchered beyond recognition by the VA's 1,200-plus attorneys and the service organization clowns. Now, if you can imagine this, the veterans were not even allowed to have attorneys before, but the VA had 1,200 attorneys getting pretty good salaries just to keep the veterans down. And most importantly, veterans, they were powerless to help themselves, and there was no place they could turn for assistance until we came into the picture, Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited. And everyone says you'll never get it passed. They've been trying since the 1930s to pass it, but we miraculously got it passed, and now we don't even have to go to the VA to get our disability. If you got your service records together, you can now hire an attorney. And one of the things that we do is if you have an attorney that you think you want to represent you, we'll qualify that attorney at no charge for you. We'll ask that attorney the right question, and depending on how he answers, we'll tell you, sure, you can use him. He'll help your case, or keep looking because this man is in it for one reason, to make himself a fast buck. And it's really amazing how they've gotten away with it all these years. You know, we're talking about 80 years that we were not allowed attorneys and 80 years that we couldn't do anything legally about it. But now we can. And
well, I think you're to be congratulated, and really your fortitude, your willingness to stick here and try to get the a fair shake for our veterans. Our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And certainly, I know how these things work. My son was in the military, I think, 8 years, and basically, of course, he was in the Navy, and he was getting all of these, certainly, four, five, six different vaccinations in a day, which, of course, triggers your whole immune system. He was exposed to all sorts of chemicals. He finally developed respiratory failure, asthma, and, of course, it was so sensitive why he could barely eat anything. He had these multiple allergies, was forced out of the Navy, but they absolutely refused to give him any compensation. Now, we didn't follow through at the time. Here we are almost, 18, 19 years later, he's doing better, but he still has all of these things. But if he'd gotten suddenly trapped into this system, he'd been desperate for help, why, it wouldn't have been there. And the whole purpose of the Veterans Administration was not to provide for the veterans, but it was to block them from getting compensation. And the average American has no idea the lot of the veterans. And, but now, thanks to Arthur and the people who work with him, why, the veterans now can take their cases. Of course, we're talking about people who are going 10, 20, 30, 40 years trapped in a paperwork system, and the purpose was to trap people in a paperwork system so they could never get into court. And now they can get into court. Go right ahead. Tell us the rest of the story, Arthur.
Okay. Now, some of the service organizations, together with their VA cohorts, have been responsible for the hiding and destruction of disabled veterans' claim files in order to deny compensation claims. And this is a federal crime, and we've been having people prosecuted for this right now. These service organizations fully supported the appointment of Donald Ivers, who was the former chief counsel for a judge at this Court of Veterans Appeals. And Donald Ivers had previously testified before Congress that he considers veterans' benefits as gratuities, gifts. And his decision since his appointment not only substantiate the fact that COVA is not a real court and never has been, but a cruel farce. And former Secretary Jesse Brown, a former VA secretary, while he was the executive director of the Disabled American Veterans, the DAV, he was pandering for the VA job for 3 years prior to being appointed Secretary of the VA, and he's credited for making this statement in the DAV magazine. We have to be mindful of our responsibility to the preservation of the VA disability compensation system and its integrity. You hear me laughing? Its integrity, and support the CDC finding. We also commend the VA for its quick action granting veterans with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma disability compensation. And I'm saying, quick action. Give me a break. It took 25 years and two court decisions to get the VA to move. And about the integrity of the VA compensation system, just ask any veteran with a perfectly viable claim, walking the corridors of time, I repeat that, walking the corridors of time for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years or more and wondering why he hasn't been paid for his injury and his claim. And the service organizations have a joke. It's called Putting Veterans Last, and they took it from the sign outside of most veterans' hospitals, which says, Putting Veterans First. And we're having some incredible success in court with this, and we now have the law changed. We can have our own attorney. We can go into court with our own attorney. And generally, when we first passed this about a year and a half ago, everybody used to call up saying, get me a lawyer, get me a lawyer, get me a lawyer. Now, we won't recommend a lawyer, any lawyer per se, even though I know a lot of good ones. Because if the lawyer all of a sudden gets greedy, we're the guys who recommended him. So we've decided we're not going to recommend a lawyer, but the veteran has to come in with his own lawyer, and we'll meet with the lawyer, and we'll qualify him at no charge. We'll qualify him to see if he is good enough to represent the veteran. Because not everybody who knows, even a lot of people who know the law, can be tempted to do something with the case and pick themselves up a side bonus. So if you got any doubts about the lawyer that you want to use, we tell the veteran, have the lawyer contact us or have us contact the lawyer. And we'll make sure he follows through and goes all the way and works for you, not for the VA. In fact, there is one organization called NOVA, N-O-V-A, made up of lawyers, and I know some of the lawyers there. Some of these guys are brilliant, but they're in it for one reason, to pick up VA bonus money. So whenever, you know, we ask one thing. First question you ask a lawyer, are you now or have you ever been a member of NOVA? And if they answer yes, we tell them, turn around and run the other way as fast as you can. And it's worked. It's worked very, very well. And, you know, I used this, these methods on my own case at one time. They had me denied for many, many years. And I was discharged after my original hitch in the service. I was discharged with a 10% disability for two fractures of the spine and three herniated discs. I was shot off a telephone pole, and the top half of the pole came down on my back. And they did not want to increase me, and I finally increased it. I kept fighting them in one hearing after another. For years and years, they jumped me up to 40, then they jumped me up to 70, and I asked for the full 100%, being that I was not able to work. Now, when they discharged me originally, I was in a wheelchair. When I asked for the 100, the answer I got, and these dummies, and I repeat, dummies, they put it in writing. If you're able to get to go to the Court of Appeals, the Veterans Court of Appeals, and you're able to go 8 times to Washington by Amtrak, you're able to commute to a job. And when they put this in writing, I said, I've got them right now. I took it into federal court, and I took them in under criminal charges, and I took them in under the RICO laws. And one of the attorney generals walked over to me. He says, don't sweat it, Bernglau. You got your 100%. I said, let's proceed with the trial. He says, there'll be no trial. You got your 100%. And I said, what all of a sudden has changed you guys? Because you guys didn't even want to listen to anything. He says, nobody wants to go to jail for that amount of time. RICO laws hand out some pretty stiff penalties, jail penalties. And I won that, and I started getting other people in veterans organizations. Not all of them were satisfied with the work their organizations were doing for veterans. I got most of them away from the DAV and the American Legion and VFW to join our group. And I will say we're the first veterans organization who started doing the work and that they should be doing. And now you've got a lot of other organizations have joined us, and they're doing the work too. You've got Veterans for Common Sense. Two of the organizations we're cooperating with and working together is VetNet in North Carolina, in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and Vietnam Combat Vets Limited. So between the three of us, our organization, Combat Vets Limited and VetNet, we have over 320,000 members.
Well, now, Arthur, have they actually had to increase the appropriations for the Veterans Administration, or have they stopped the all the bonuses for the people who are blocking, keeping the veterans from getting certainly compensation? Where's the money coming from now that we're beginning to pay the veterans the money that they've been promised and guaranteed?
They're going crazy trying to figure out how to pay it. Pay us all the money that we've been guaranteed. They're going absolutely crazy. I don't know what they're going to do about it, but they're going to have to increase it even more. They've increased it somewhat, but they're going to have to increase it twofold and threefold of what they've done. Don't forget, we've only enacted this law a year and a half ago.
And the thing is, we have so many veterans from certainly from the first Gulf War. And so many veterans from the second Gulf War, and because of the excellence of our medical care, a lot of these people are surviving who otherwise would have died. And now they're compensated, they're entitled to Veterans Administration benefits. So many of them have psychological problems. So many of them have chronic Gulf War illness because of their exposure to depleted uranium or certainly the other toxic substances. So the repeated vaccinations, which they know are loading them down with mercury and aluminum and certainly fluoride and all sorts of things that are toxic, and they know what they were doing. This is the thing. But as long as they didn't have to pay for it, why worry about the suffering veterans?
That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line, Doctor. By the way, I go back every year around December. I go back for 2 weeks, sometimes three, to work with the Agent Orange kids. The Agent Orange kids got the dirtiest part of the deal. And I go to a place called Friendship Village. And we teach the kids how to dress themselves, feed themselves, give them a little history lesson, not only history of Vietnam, but the history of America. And right now, Saigon has the second largest American community in the Far East. Saigon, the top community in the Far East is the Philippine Islands, Manila. Manila has the more Americans that didn't come home and stayed there. But I go back every year. This is the first year in 7 years that I missed going because of that auto accident I had earlier in the year.
Well, no, Arthur, are these American soldiers or their offspring victims of the Agent Orange, the Darks? And they knew what they were doing. They knew they were spraying a deadly poison. And they lied and they lied and they lied for decades about it. Who are these people that you're dealing with?
Okay, when I went back for a reenlistment, they didn't want to let me in because I was a disability. But I got to the right people.
Hold that,
I was
hold that
to...
thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Go right ahead, Arthur.
Well, I was able to get to the right people. My former commanding officer.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
For many decades, these great United States.
Like the rest of our government, they have all the Social Security requirements. They have 56 million people on Social Security, and now another 79 million are retiring, and there's no money to pay them with. We have 50 million people on Medicare, another 79 million are retiring, there's no but in money to pay them with. We have all these veterans who are entitled to compensation because they've been poisoned with Agent Orange and with the vaccines and the chemicals and certainly with the depleted uranium. And the Veterans Administration doesn't have the money. And the only way they've been able to get by with this was simply to make sure that the people could never get into a court and get a legitimate claim. And that's all changed. And you can thank Arthur Burnclow for this. And I think Arthur is doing a great job. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there across America listening to us, we hope that many of you will seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And you join by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.